Alberta Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services, Jeremy Nixon says he has been given a robust mandate by Premier Danielle Smith to address inflation and affordability issues in the province for seniors on fixed incomes, those receiving AISH, assured income for the severely handicapped, and others receiving income support from the government. I have been knocking on the doors of my constituency hearing from folks, and the deep concern about the increased costs of everything, Nixon told Great West Media in a recent interview. The ability of people to put food on their table and to eat, and pay for other essentials, is becoming harder and harder, especially for seniors, folks with disabilities, and other people that are relying on government income support. Smith has directed Nixon to reverse a previous UCP decision from 2019, and retie the levels of funding these vulnerable Albertans receive from these benefits to the rate of inflation. I was excited to see that mandate letter from the Premier with this focus, and I am looking forward to getting started to see how we can help, Nixon said. Re-indexing this funding to inflation seemed like one of the easiest and quickest ways to get more money in people's pockets who are most vulnerable in our communities. Nixon expected that the government would be moving quickly to make this adjustment, and is also considering other affordability options geared toward all Albertans to get the money flowing more quickly to where it will do the most good. The timeline is as soon as possible, he confirmed. We totally understand the urgency of this. We are working through our process, but this didn't just start today. I have been working on this since I took on the portfolio a few weeks back. Besides moving forward on the re-indexing of benefits to inflation, Smith also mandated Nixon to continue to implement the Alberta government's 10-year strategy to build more affordable housing and to work closely with Minister of Health Jason Copping to expand seniors' lodges and seniors' facilities. These are longer-term plans to help create more affordable housing for vulnerable Alberta seniors and lower-income individuals, but Nixon said his government is also looking at a suite of other short-term options to help Albertans with escalating housing costs. Many advocates, including the opposition NDP, have been calling for greater funding allocations to increase rent subsidies for those in core housing need. Nixon wouldn't confirm that is what his government had in mind when pressed for specific details, but stated Affordability Minister Matt Jones would likely be making several announcements on the issue in the coming days. There are conversations happening right now between myself and the Affordability Minister, he confirmed, and then the rest of Cabinet and Caucus, to talk about how we help address the housing affordability issue. On the matter of skyrocketing grocery costs and the increasing food insecurity many Albertans face due to inflationary pressures, Nixon has been mandated by Smith to develop a broad strategy to significantly strengthen Alberta's network of food banks. We are working toward addressing the food bank network as well to make sure nobody is going hungry, he explained, and confirmed those details would also be forthcoming in future announcements. Nixon said his government is acutely aware that affordability is the number one concern of most Albertans, and reiterated that many are struggling across the province. There is a great need out there, he stated. We're hearing it. We're seeing it. We're feeling it, and we need to make sure we get out there and address that need urgently.